you tell the difference between what is real guidance and what is you making stuff up?
That leads back to that good old conversation about the signatures. Real guidance is the heart voice, which sometimes is a voice without a voice. And what you're calling making stuff up is mind voice, wishful thinking, or whatever you want to call it. So, what you want to do is look for the signature. The signature being, something that you can check out, like on a document. There's a little squiggle out at the bottom. When you look at that, you recognize who is the author without having to read the whole document. So, the signatures of the heart voice are, first of all, it's simple. It has no concern with outcome. It's peaceful. It doesn't rely on or care about logic or reason or evidence. And it's peaceful. It's doesn't refer to the past or the future, and it doesn't promote or really concern itself with fear. The signatures of the mind and something like that are concerned with opposite things, concerned with outcome. Reference to the past and the future, figuring things out on the basis of, evidence, reason, logic, complication, and, based on or promoting anxiety or fear or concern or worry or whatever you want to call it. So if it's simple and peaceful yet compelling, and doesn't make any sense whatsoever, good sign.
Can you talk about the difference between acceptance and resignation?
Acceptance is, I think everybody knows what it means, but it's a little hard to define. It means recognizing or accepting, which I'm not supposed to use that word, that simply that something is there. And it also implies, in this context, that whatever is there is a divine expression. Divine is showing you something, or bringing something into your life. So it's like, here's a chair. Oh, I accept that there's a chair there. Why? Because I have evidence that it's there. And do you like the chair? Do you dislike the chair? Do you want the chair to be there? Do you not want the chair to be there? Do you assess it like this or like that? It's all irrelevant in the context of acceptance. It's like, oh, there's a chair. I might like it, I might dislike it, I might wish it weren't there, or I might wish that it were a different color or a different material or whatever, but I accept that there's a chair. Acceptance is simply that. That's, you might say it's a view that we live out of, that whatever shows up, whether we like it, whether we dislike it, whether we want more or less of it, or whatever, that whatever shows up in our lives is an aspect of divine. And therefore, we can grant it acceptance. Now, the opposite of acceptance is resistance. You know, which says, okay, there's something that I don't like, and I don't want it to be there. Or, one form of resistance is, I deny that it's there. Or another form of resistance is, I space out from the fact that it's there, dissociation. Or I try to control or manipulate the situation so that it won't be there. So when we don't grant something as acceptance, in one way or another we're pushing back against it. And just like when you push against somebody else, or somebody else pushes against you, the natural response is you push back. Therefore, whenever you resist something, you actually strengthen it and make it more permanent by the virtue of the countervailing energy you're putting into it. Because everything that shows up in the world, including what we think of as objects, including what we think of as emotional expressions, including what we think of as situations in our life, but everything is moving. Wants to move. So whenever we resist something, we dam up that movement. And just like water behind a dam, it becomes bigger and stronger and more permanent than it really is meant to be. Which is why the saying goes, whatever you resist, persists. So, and that, by the way, includes illness, or the symptoms of illness. All you gain by resisting it, which means either denying that it's there, or trying to make it go away, or just whatever form of resistance, contrary to a lot of the common folk wisdom, you know, fighting, does not produce a better result. Resistance of an illness or the symptoms of an illness, whatever you resist persists. So the doorway to healing begins to open, first of all, with acceptance. Okay, this is the deal. There is something in my life. Just like a piece of furniture, it's there. And if it's there, it must be divine. And it's showing me something. And it's trying to move. So with acceptance, we create the conditions where healing and the movement of things on is possible. Now, getting around to your question about resignation. So, when you're resisting something that you don't like and you want not to be there, it's like saying, well, let's put it this way. It's like saying, I want things to be the way I want them, not the way they are. Yeah? Does that make sense to everybody? Yeah. So it's like taking the posture that you know better than the divine living world, or you can say God or spirit or whatever, how things are supposed to be. But guess what? Since this world is an ongoing creation of divine, there's a divine perfection to it, whether we can see it or whether we like it or not. But when we try to make it our way, we pit ourselves against God and nature or divine itself. So I know better how it should be, and I'm going to try and make it that way. So you're taking your own small resources of your mind and putting them in opposition to what is and what is taking place, whatever that is. Are you still with me? Okay. So when you put yourself in opposition to the world, guess who wins?
The world.
Yes. I mean, your individual resources of your limited mind are nowhere near anywhere of a match for that vast and mysterious and incalculable divine mystery that's bringing forth the world the way it is at every moment. So, when you keep on insisting on having it your way, sooner or later, it just seems like it doesn't work out. Because no matter how many affirmations you do, or New Age this or that or whatever, it's like, guess what? The world is going to have its way. So, and there's lots of ongoing resistance and trying to insist on having things turn out your way. And when you find over and over again that it doesn't work out, then there can come a declaration of the mind which says, you know, it never works out, it's never gonna work out, life is a bitch and then you die. Fuck the whole thing. That's resignation. And that way you just you take yourself out of the game. Resignation is not the same thing as acceptance. Because in acceptance, even when there's something that you don't like, if you accept that it's there, then very naturally, the next question that arises is, well, there it is. It's in my life. That's undeniable. The next question is, well, what is this about? What is it showing me? And how do I relate to or move with it? When you ask that question, it opens up the doorway and the guidance of the heart arrives, and you just find yourself moving in the appropriate way. It could be just, oh, I see, there it is, I don't like it, but you know what? This is not my battle to take on, so I'm just going to walk around it. Or it might be, yes, I have some particular way that I'm supposed to interact with this. And it could be like this, or it could be like that, or whatever. But that question doesn't even arise, and therefore the guidance doesn't show up if you're insisting that it's not supposed to be there in the first place. So, acceptance is not passivity, and it's not, certainly not resignation. It doesn't lead to giving up or inactivity or something. On the contrary, it leads to effective action, heart-driven action. Resignation is the end product of a lot of frustration that comes when we keep on fighting what is, fighting what is, fighting what is, and finally say, I give up, the hell with it. I'm just going to stay on my couch and drink more beer and take more drugs and watch more TV or something. It's the declaration of the mind that says, you know, it's all fucked, it never works out, it's never going to.